45, and it doesn't even go about. And Derek Krupp jumps on it again at the 42-yard line of Ubley. It needs to go 10 yards in order for Ubley to grab the ball. Derek Krupp, being a little aggressive there, jumps on it. And now Harbor Beach recovers the onside kick and has a very short field to work with, 42 yards.
I agree. I'm sure Coach Shelkey's going to grab him and say, hey, you know what, Derek, I like the enthusiasm, buddy, but that ball never was going to make it 10 yards. The trick to getting the onside kick is to hitting the top of the ball just right to make it knuckle, roll over, and have the nose of the ball hit the ground and pop up in the air and give your offense a chance to get there. That ball basically just rolled and only got about 6 or 7 yards down the field.
2:37 remains in the fourth quarter, and we have a timeout called by Ubley. They want to discuss this one even before this drive starts. For Harbor Beach, you're tuned to WLAW. It's Harbor Beach 36, Ubley.
Your number one Harbor Beach Pirate fans, Auto Owners Insurance and Albert Insurance Agency of Harbor Beach and Port Hope is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call Albert Insurance Agency in Harbor Beach at 479-0143 or in Port Hope at 428-4113 for all your insurance needs.
Ubley uses their first timeout of the second half. They have two remaining. Interesting timeout call there by Ubley there, Dave.
I'm assuming, Clark, there was 12 men on the field or somebody wasn't where they're supposed to be.
Dan Kraft keeps it for himself and left around the end. Has about 8 yards. Gets out to the 35-yard line, gain of 8. Second and 2 coming up for Harbor Beach. And the clock continues to wind down. We're at 2:22 in the fourth.
Number 5, Kirk Kabowski makes the tackle. I don't expect to see more than 2 people touch the ball on this drive for Harbor Beach. Eli Kraft's going to keep it himself. Derek Puff's going to be the only other guy that's going to touch the ball on this drive. Normally, Ginter would be a guy you hand it to. His hands have been a little slippery tonight as he's fumbled it twice in this game. And DJ Ryder really has been a blocking back so far tonight.
And that's going to be a false start against Harbor Beach. About 2 seconds before the play starts, DJ Ryder decided to go block, get a little head start in the blocking there. Made it through the entire line of scrimmage before the ball was snapped. So goes from a 2nd and 2 at the 35, and it's going to be a 2nd and 7. Aaron Ginther checks out. Minute 56, clock is stopped temporarily, 36-29.
Between Ginther and Ryder, one of the two jumped off sides. And then this is a time, Clark, where they're basically just looking to run the clock out here. So to commit a false start penalty here is just a completely unnecessary here. So look for Ubley to try and make a stop and then utilize them timeout to stop the clock and get the ball back for one last shot.
2nd and 7 for the Pirates at the Ubley 40-yard line. Minute 53, clock is winding down. Ubley has 2 timeouts. And Eli Kraft is waiting for the back judge to put his hand up, which means 10 seconds. Once it starts to count it down, that means it's 5 seconds. They're still waiting for it. There's the hand, 10 seconds left, and you can let it run there. Derek Puff literally leaps across the line of scrimmage out to the 36-yard line. That's a gain of 4, and Ubley uses their 2nd timeout of 3 with a minute 33 left in the fourth quarter. Ubley trails by 7, 36-29 to Harbor Beach.
Little different approach there by Derek Puff as he's been putting the head down, running people over. Bodies laying on the ground. He just decides to leap over them and get his 4 or 5 yards that way.
That works too, I guess. Yeah. 3rd and 4 coming up. Both teams in the huddle discussing this one. Ubley called their 2nd timeout. Harbor Beach has 364 yards altogether, 298 of those coming from their rushing game. Ubley, on the other side of things, 357 yards, 329 from rushing. So a difference of a mere, you ready for this, 9 yards between these two teams. 7-point differential. And it's been primarily a running game.
It has. The wind being a factor here, Harbor Beach being into the wind the entire third quarter, hasn't even attempted a pass, basically any passes in the second half. So it's been run offenses the entire way.
Kraft under center, 3 men in the backfield. Now we have a flag coming from the near sideline judge. Not quite sure this was. looks like Harbor Beach set up offsides. Technically a false start against Harbor Beach. Still goes from a 3rd and 4 to a 3rd and 9 at the 41-yard line of Ubley. Minute 33 left. Harbor Beach with a touchdown lead by 7 points, 36-29.
Coach Shelkey's definitely upset on the sideline. His team making critical mistakes here, trying to run the clock out.
And it's Kraft on the pass as Adrian Maynard completes to the 28-yard line on the little trickery. He breaks through the first tackle to the 5-yard line and finally pushed out of bounds at the 1-yard line. They say Hicks actually going to the spot out of bounds at the 3-yard line, steps on the line. Avery Wainer broke about 3 tackles on the way, and on the catch and carry, it's about 32 yards.
And basically, Ubley brought the house there, expecting another run play just to burn the clock out. Instead, Eli keeps it himself, rolls out of the pocket. A guy was hanging on his leg as he throws the ball downfield, and there were more Harbor Beach receivers downfield than there were Ubley defenders as they gambled run and come up short. Good job by that corner that was out there that pushed Wainer out of bounds. Otherwise, it would have been another touchdown.
According to the spot, a 28-yard catch and carry from Kraft to Avery Wainer. They're on the 3-yard line, and it's over to Eli Kraft on the right side, and Ubley's there to meet him at the line of scrimmage, maybe a gain of 1. Now 2nd and goal from the 2. A minute 9 remains in the 4th quarter. Harbor Beach knocking on the door, ready to score one more time. They already lead by a touchdown with 60 seconds remaining. And we have a timeout called with 1:01 remaining. You're tuned to WLAW. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
Hey, farmers. Got liquid manure to haul? Why buy equipment when you can have Getner Dirty LLC haul your liquid manure for less? They can do the close haul with tractor tankers and the long hauls with semi-tankers. They can also load and haul your solids. Give Getner Dirty LLC a call at 551-1487. And for all your excavation needs, give Getner Excavating LLC of Ruth a call. Ray and Martin Getner has over 55 years combined experience. Getner done right the first time. That's Getner Dirty LLC or Getner Excavating LLC of Roof. Give them a call, 864-5549 or 551-1487.
Harbor Beach on the 2-yard line of Ubley. Basically adding more salt to the wound here to the Ubley Bearcats. By mere coincidence, with 1:01 remaining in the 4th quarter, it's 36-29. Harbor Beach with a 7-point lead. Ubley actually led this game 7-0 in the 1st quarter, as when Harbor Beach with the lead since. And Derek Huff leaps into the end zone for the touchdown. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. That one should put the last nail in the coffin for this rivalry game in Harbor Beach.
Nice play there by Derek Huff as he leaps over the line and dives into the end zone. This game was not over yet, as it was one possession. This score will now put this game virtually out of reach, barring a miracle here. So nice play there by Huff in the offensive line, creating that hole for him.
Harbor Beach only took 41 seconds, excuse me, minute 41 seconds off the clock on a mere 4 plays to score that one, working off of a short field after the onside kick attempt. And Hessling's kick is up on the extra point, and that one's good. That one actually bounced off the track. And so now Hessling is perfect on the PATs tonight. 6 for 6 on PATs tonight. Now it's 43, Harbor Beach, Ubley, 29. Ubley's huddling up here. What do you think Dave Coffin is telling his team right now?
Unless they're trying to design some sort of trick play here on the kickoff, they're looking to try and get a big return here somehow, some way, potentially out of Sweeney or somebody in the playmaker in their backfield. And then other than that, probably talking about the first play they're going to run so they can get in the huddle and get moving.
With 5:11 to play in the 4th quarter, it's Vassar leading USA 15-8. USA just fumbled at the Vassar 40-yard line. That's going to be costly for them. USA trailing Vassar by 7 points with 5 minutes to play in Vassar. 56 seconds left to play here in Harbor Beach. 43-29, Harbor Beach with a 14-point lead. This one's all but over in Pirate Town. Nick Hessling sets the